Next, we've got an update on the democratic process in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Today, Georgian voters cast ballots for a new president, and exit polls say the winner is Mikhail Saakashvili. It's been only 6 weeks since we were listening on this program to the sounds of protests that Saakashvili led, and those protests forced longtime President Edward Shevardnadze out of office. They're now known as Georgia's Rose Revolution. Reporter Natalia Antalava has been following the story in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, and joins us now by telephone. What are the results here, Natalia? How big was his victory?
The victory was huge. The exit polls are already showing that he got over 88% of the vote, which is an enormous victory, a landslide unseen in Georgia before. The turnout was huge as well, and it seems Saakashvili has all reason to celebrate.
Although when a Westerner hears an election is won with 88% of the vote, one question that comes to mind is whether the voting was fair.
And it is a fair question to ask. Well, the reason why he won such a huge victory is because that today Georgia really sealed the victory that was gained back in those dramatic events of November, when Saakashvili's popularity soared after he led the protesters into the parliament and forced former President Shevardnadze out of his office. So Saakashvili, in an interview just now, in a conversation with me, he actually also said that probably the fact that there was very little opposition was the guarantee of this victory.
You just spoke to your new president.
I did indeed.
And where did you talk to him, and what kind of a mood was he in?
Well, he is ecstatic, as most Georgians are. He keeps mentioning the burden that has been put on him, the responsibility that he feels. And the responsibility is huge indeed, because he has inherited a state that is half fallen, a state where industry doesn't work, unemployment is high, corruption is very rampant. So there is a very big task that lies ahead of him.
For people who are not familiar with Saakashvili, who is this man?
Well, he's certainly a kind of a leader that is completely unknown to the former Soviet space, which many of the former Soviet republics are still ruled by communist bosses. As opposed to them, Saakashvili is young. He just turned 36. He's Western educated, very ambitious, and very energetic. And he's been in opposition to Shevardnadze for nearly 3 or 4 years now, and he aspires to build a Georgian state from anew and move Georgia as closer to the West and to the United States, to Europe, as he can.
Reporter Natalia Antalava is in Tbilisi. Thanks.
Thank you.